Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again for another OC Spotlight. The one show, maybe the only show, that shows you the most incredible people doing the most incredible things with the most incredible products here today. Can we talk cookies? Yeah, cookies. You got my attention just when you say that word. We have the folks from, there's a franchise, I didn't know this before, but you'll know it with us, called Chip Cookies. And we have not one, not two, but three separate franchisees representing stores in Huntington Beach, San Clemente, and Irvine for this growing company called Chip Cookies. Let's go around the block and recommend them. The farthest away from me, the one sitting alone over there, what's your name and what store do you have?
I'm Greg McGrath, and me and my business partner Jeff Wellman own the Chip Cookie store in San Clemente.
San Clemente. And yeah. Are these stores big, small? What's an average size store? I would think pretty small.
It's about 2,000 square feet. It's about the size of like an AT&T or Verizon store.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pretty decent size. Not 1,500 or 500 feet. Not a little cookie stand or whatever here. And then we've got the other gentleman standing here with the special headset on. Which one do you tell us your name and where you're from?
Yeah, my name's Kason Gubler. I'm from Utah. I also have a business partner, Dave Elder, and we opened the store in Huntington Beach on Beach Boulevard.
Oh, what a cool place to sell cookies. And that leaves our one and only a female entrepreneur here. Identify yourself, and you must be the store in Irvine here.
Yes. My name is Donna Montgomery, and my co-owner is my son, Lance Montgomery, and the two of us decided to open up Chip. We love
mom
this brand.
Mom and son, I can't imagine opening a business with your mom.
I know.
Do you tell him to clean up and all the time here and everything? No, straighten up, clean up. Now come on here. And he's like, come on, mom, you told me this my whole life now here.
Yeah, but now he tells me.
I like that. Ooh, maybe I should have opened a business with my late mom. All right. So I don't even know where to go with this. I didn't know we were going to have three franchisees. Where is the franchise from? This franchise called Chip makes so much sense. Chip Cookies was started where? In Utah?
Yep. Yeah. Provo, Utah.
Provo, Utah. Yeah. Why? Who came up with this vision? Whoever wants to answer this, just tell us the quick story of Chip Cookies. He's from Utah. Maybe he should answer. I don't know. Maybe he knows the story.
Well, we are all very familiar with Sean and Sarah. They're, you know, they started the business. Donna, why don't you?
Sure. It's Sean and Sarah Wilson, and they were actually down here, and the story goes that she was expecting a baby and could not find any place to get a good cookie. And so she started her recipes, and they are fabulous recipes. And then,
were these mom's recipes or recipes that she'd been making a long time? Or is there a story behind
sure.
the recipes? Who knows?
I think she did it herself. I think they're her.
Yeah. I believe so.
The only cookie story I know, and I don't know the whole story, but you all know it by now. The first one that ever tried this was Mrs. Fields.
Right. Yes.
And whatever her name was, her husband, I think, had some successful business. He funded her a little bit. But they thought this was kind of something I may have this wrong, but I thought she just sort of made cookies for friends and family, and people said, those are really good. You should make them. And then they decided not to franchise it, but to set up the link. But they did them in malls, didn't they? They were just like little stores and malls all over the place here. And I don't know if they're still around or still growing, but they got huge. And I think they paved the way. There have been lots of cookie companies now. I see a bunch of them out there. I know it's fun, but can you make a living at this? We'll start with around the corner here with Mr. Huntington Beach here.
You can make money. And I think the big reason behind that is cookies kind of have this universal way of bringing people together.
They sure do. I adore cookies. Full disclosure, I'm a cookie addict here.
Yeah, they're a great gift. Like you said, who doesn't love cookies? So gifting, work parties. If someone's not feeling well, they're feeling well, and you're just thinking about them, it's a great option.
So we'll go to the guy on the other side of the room there. So are cookies, is most of it walk-in traffic, people just coming to buy cookies? Or is it everything you're talking about? I'm ordering them for birthdays, for gifts, for corporate gifts, all that kind of stuff. What's the split in that business?
Yeah, our store in San Clemente right now is probably 80 to 90% walk-ins, but we're trying to change that because the walk-ins kind of it is what it is. We have a good location. People like to come by the shop. But I think for us to really, grow the business in South Orange County, I think we're going to have to, really up our marketing efforts
And
on
we're going
the
to get you a
catering
little
side.
closer to the mic
Catering.
there. I think
Yeah,
that's
the
part of
catering
the.
side. And
What do you think
yeah.
our mom and son, what did you think when you set into this? Was it a, we're, I'm going to sit in the store all day and I'm going to sell cookies? Or was it, that's part of it, but I'm going to find corporate clients, I'm going to find parties, I'm going to find other sorts of gifts or online, or I don't know.
Well, my background is in branding, and so I saw
Branding.
this
See,
as
you're, I just thought you were just like a mom who baked cookies at
Yeah,
home.
well, but I just saw this brand is so fabulous, and the product is so fabulous
Well,
that
we're going to try some
I
here, yeah.
thought, this is a brand that needs to come to California. And then when my son asked me if I'd like to join in with this opportunity, I was like, okay, let's do it.
And so, did you have a consulting firm, or did you work for some giant corporation? I'm always amazed at people. We had somebody came in, and he worked for UPS. Now he doesn't do cookies; he does, I don't know, something peanut brittle or something else. It's a store, but it's a similar kind of idea. He left a giant corporate job, big salaries, a big 401k, and all the stuff to follow his dream. Was it like that for you guys? We'll start with Huntington Beach again here. Where? I'm sorry, I keep forgetting all your names. So I'm identifying by the cities here. What did you do prior to this?
So yeah, I kind of stumbled into the cookie business. I'm a general contractor, and
Okay. General contractor and a branding person. I see the connections here, right.
Right. And I ended up getting some projects, some commercial projects, and ended up building some cookie stores.
Oh, so you built some of them.
Right. And in that process, I saw the ovens and the warmers and everything, and then I tasted the cookies, and it was like an audible gasp. They were just delicious.
And I would think cookies, now that you're following their secret formula, I guess you get the dough and the batter and everything else from them, like any of these
Right.
food things. But I don't have to be as gifted a chef to cook cookies, perhaps. I'm sure there's a machine and a process for doing this. Whereas me opening an Italian restaurant or something, that's a little bit more challenging. I don't know how to make all this stuff
Right. Well, I mean, you can imagine a general contractor is probably not
I
a great
don't know.
baker.
I could say that, but in today's world,
Yeah,
maybe you're a great
right.
chef.
I mean, my wife's an excellent baker, and she seconded my opinion on, how delicious they were. But yeah, that's part of the allure of the brand, like Donna was
Everybody
saying.
can do it, yeah.
Yeah, that it's
And
they've
yet,
perfected those
here's the flip
recipes.
side of the cookie business, from what I can think. You generally go out to get what you can't make at home, or it's free or simple, or I'm not free, but I mean it's fast and simple or something. So you can pick up a coffee on the way to work, or you can do something. But it's generally, the theory is, I used to have a bar in Mission Viejo. We made some food. It was an Irish pub, Kelly McHugh's. And we said, for people to come in, it's got to be something they can't get at home. It's got to be something special. And I don't think anybody bakes anymore. My grandmother did nothing but bake all day. My wife's too busy to bake. I'm sure my daughter doesn't even know how to bake. So we've somehow we have a sweet tooth, but we're not making cookies by hand the way I did. I saw it done when I was a kid. Is that it? We'll go to Mr. San Clemente here.
Yeah, and kind of the funny thing about that is I think that's what sets Chip apart is that our cookies do taste like they're homemade.
It's
So
like
you can
mom,
come in
grandma,
and get that gourmet cookie that has that homemade kind of smell and look and feel and taste, but you didn't have to do it yourself. You don't have to, take an hour messing up your own kitchen and another hour to clean it up.
That's the rookie. And I'm disappointed at the cookies I get at the store because they all crunch, they're all hard. I don't know what they have to do to keep them on the shelf forever, but it doesn't serve the cookie well.
Yeah, our cookies are all cooked the same day. They're all baked that morning, and they're kept in a warmer all day. And so even if you come in and pick it up at 8, 9 o'clock at night, it's been in the
Still
warmer,
good.
so it still feels like it's fresh out of the oven. Yeah,
Yeah.
so
Wow. And the smell must be incredible in the
it
room
is.
there. When you walk in, it's just this incredible aroma that greets you. Somebody told me if you want to sell your house, just bake cookies in the oven
Yeah.
when people walk in. Instantly, everybody, it's home. There's something about cookies that is so home. I'm getting kind of teary thinking about my grandmother. That's all I ever saw her was in the kitchen baking stuff, mostly cookies. Is that your experience?
Yeah. You know, I would say this, being a mom and a grandma.
Yeah, there you go.
I will tell you.
I'm both. I'm not a mom, but I'm a grandpa.
You're a grandma? Oh. But I just think that people are wanting home and hearth.
Boy.
Somewhere we've lost
yes,
it.
Yes.
And so what we're bringing.
Ooh, that gives me goosebumps just to hear
should.
That.
It should.
Yeah.
But what we're bringing to the table here is home and hearth. So you walk into one of our stores, you're going to be greeted with a lot of joy and happiness. People are going to be kind to you.
They're happy to be there. They're not crabby.
They're
ah,
happy
making
to be
cookies.
There.
How many cookies you want?
And, right. And the cookies are so good that you're going to. You're just going to love it. It's
all
right,
Brick, you brought some boxes. I'm behind you guys here, slightly off camera. So reach over and hand me some. Tell me what you think I should start with.
Okay.
We'll all
Let's
have some cookies.
Let's open this up.
As we keep talking here, we're going to eat some cookies.
Okay.
Here. Oh, my goodness.
I don't know
if you can lift that up and tilt it towards the cameras.
Yeah.
Like
they're about three times the size of a regular cookie.
Wow. And yeah. Much more colorful than I thought. You've got all sorts of toppings. Our camera doesn't do it justice here. They're quite attractive looking cookies here.
I was going to say, Paul, that one thing that's very unique to Chip is we have a full service cookie bar. So you can make any cookie. My business partner calls it the Baskin Robbins of cookies.
There you go. Yeah. Or kind of like what Yogurtland. Yogurtland started here, and that's the same idea. Toppings, make your own thing.
Yeah.
We've had the owner, I forgot his name now, but he's been in here a couple of times. All right, give me one of those just regular. Those look like regular. That's what I thought they all
looked
like.
You want one of the mini chocolate chips, or do you want to try some?
Let me start with the mini chocolate. Let me just start. That sounds like kind of normal.
And I want to say,
this
our cookies.
It's going to look weird, me reaching over.
Paul, our cookies. We have cookie battles, especially up in Utah, where they'll battle who does the best chocolate chip cookie. What you're eating right here is our famous OJ. It's an award-winning cookie. It wins all the cookie battles.
I'm going to tell you, and I'm not just saying this because you're here. I would tell you otherwise. I see why. I see why. The cookie's very moist. First of all, I assumed it would be. It's not a hard, like you get in the box at the store here. The dough is very tasty, but the chocolate, is there something different about the chocolate? Chocolate really jumps out much more than...
Well, it's the finest.
Guitard.
It's Guitard chocolate.
Is that what it is?
We only use that brand,
It's very high quality.
San Francisco.
Yeah. Wow.
And you're tasting butter. There's no shortening
Real
in
butter.
That one.
My wife would hate that, but do people worry about that because it's fattening then or something? Is that a problem?
I think people know when they're getting dessert, they're kind of indulging. It's their little splurge for the day.
That's the way I view it.
We're not going to say they're a healthy treat, but they're not. Yeah.
So when people come in, is it all just grab and go? Get a box of cookies and go? Or is it like Starbucks where they hang around and somehow, do you have other things, coffees and other things?
We have both. In our store, we have some inside seating. So some people hang out and do the kind of Starbucks cafe thing with their laptop and eat their cookies there, especially if they have kids. And if it's cold or rainy at night, they'll eat in the restaurant.
I would come every day after work and sit there for a while.
We get all the high school e-bikers in San Clemente because everybody, all the teenagers and tweens have a e-bike, so they cruise down after school and park the bikes outside and come on in. But at night, it's more get a box and go.
I was in some other part of the country. I can't tell you. It was back like in the Midwest, just visiting, maybe a year ago. I couldn't tell you the brand. Maybe it's your brand. And people were lined up waiting to get cookies. And the smell's great. And it was mostly, it was a college town. And I was passing through and the kids were like lined up at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought, oh my God, they're all looking for cookies and milk.
Yeah.
It's
true. We had our grand opening a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. And there was a line out the door and all the way down to Target. That's people want this. Yeah. And I've been told
I think you said
they
it,
want
though.
It.
They want that home and hearth and that.
Yeah.
It was an experience. The Leave It to Beaver world that I grew up in the Midwest, this was a part of it. You came home and there were cookies waiting for you.
Exactly.
Nobody's home when you get home. We're all tired and we don't have the time or the talent or the interest. All right, that was an incredible cookie. Now jump me into something else here. What do we got?
What should we do?
Maybe
some of them look like cakes almost.
BTS maybe? Yeah.
They almost look like cakes or something here.
This one is called BTS.
BTS.
Which stands for
Better Than Sex. Better than
we also You're have, kidding me.
We also have Tres Leches, so there's kind of a cake theme.
Okay, my daughter is loves Tres Leches. We're in Southern California, people like that. There you go,
Great.
The mom, she's going to put in a napkin. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's a napkin.
Of course.
My wife would put it on a napkin
here. Of course
here.
she would.
All right, and so
Oops.
What kinds of, how many different types of cookies are there? Isn't it change all the time? Is there a seasonal cookie?
We do a different cookie every week.
Hold that up to the camera. Just cut it up. Just the cookie itself.
Yeah.
That looks like a slab. That looks like a chocolate pie or a chocolate.
The BTS one? Yeah.
Yeah. Just pick that up and hold it up to the camera if you can see if we can get
oh,
any
that
of
that. Middle looks so good.
Yeah.
Too.
Just hold that up. That doesn't look like a cookie. That looks like a cake.
About an inch thick. Yeah.
So good.
Oh my.
All right.
God.
I got to eat it now that I.
Go ahead. Yeah,
go
please.
For it.
It's mine.
Go for it, Greg.
Oh my God.
I know we don't get enough of these. We love them.
What do you think of that one?
I don't want to admit it, but it probably is. no shout out to anybody.
Doesn't leave this
life.
Room.
Oh my God.
Okay, we're going to give you another one.
Yeah.
It's so rich flavored.
What's on the top? It's
so
like
rich.
A frosting or something.
It's whipped cream.
It tastes like a cake to me more.
Yeah.
Yeah, that has a whipped topping with caramel and a Heath toffee bit.
That was why I'm running as a crunch in
there. Yeah. Yeah, that's the Heath.
I'm giving it to you on a little paper.
Okay, what's this one?
That was called Tres Leche.
Oh, Tres Leche.
And so it's infused with
sweetened condensed
milk. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we have caramel and we have yummy.
Full disclosure, my only daughter, we adopted her out of foster care. She's Hispanic. Little village. I'm a good Irishman, but she's from a little village in Mexico. And she introduced us to Trace Leches.
Yep.
She was like 8 or 9 when we adopted her. And she just adores it. She would go crazy over this.
It's one
of my favorites.
Mm.
Okay, what's another one?
No, I can't believe I'd say this. She would laugh if I said this because I'm such a chocolate addict. I think I like that one the best.
You like it?
Yeah.
I don't know, because it's gooey. Mm-hmm. I don't know why gooey is good, but it's gooey, it's soft, it's chewy, and it's very, very all the others were excellent. I thought that's some of the best chocolate I've ever had.
Yeah.
But this one, maybe because it's so different, I never would think of Tres Leches as a cookie. I think of it as a cake, something. Wow.
Yeah, it's got that cinnamon sugar topping on the whipped cream as well, which kind of adds a dimension. And yeah, like Donna was saying, they are infused as well. So the cookie's moist inherently to begin with, but then when we poke holes in it and infuse it with different ingredients for the different cookie types, it makes the whole cookie throughout even more moist and kind of
delectable.
Yeah,
way beyond what I thought. First cookie was very good, beyond good. It was everything I expected a cookie, the chocolate chip one.
Yep.
And chocolate was really, I think, among the best chocolate I've had. It really is fine chocolate. Mm-hmm. The other one was like a big slab of chocolate. That one's something unusual. Anything else I can only try one more here.
Okay, I'm going to give you my favorite.
Okay, good.
This is right here. It is called
Leche's cookie.
And the SW is a very good quality dark.
I got to get you talking to Mike.
A very good quality dark chocolate with sea salt.
Ooh, I love that. I never really knew that much about sea salt, but more and more when I go, I grew up in a world where all we wanted to do, when I went to dinner with my mother or her sister, we immediately looked at the dessert.
Let's get
this meal over with. Can we get down to the dessert part of the menu here?
People would laugh.
But that's sea salt I see more and more on all sorts of restaurants.
Yeah, really brings out the chocolate flavor as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Good? I just
and
love
the dark
that one.
Chocolate, too.
Yeah, I love it.
I think I like dark chocolate better more and more than just traditional chocolate. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah.
Now it's a struggle because I really like that one, too.
I also wanted to say our sugar cookie is exceptional.
Oh, don't even tempt me. No, this is good enough.
Well, we have a cream cheese frosting on our sugar cookie, so it really sets it apart from any sugar cookie out there.
Cream cheese. I love what's the cake I'm thinking of? I'm blanking on.
Like a cheesecake.
Cheesecake, yes, Cheesecake, right.
Exactly. It's all house made, you know, every day like the cookies.
So why aren't you guys all 500 pounds? You would be sitting eating this. If I had the franchise, I wouldn't sell any of it. They'd come in and say, no cookies today.
Yeah. We cut them in force. We share.
Yeah.
I have to run.
Yeah.
Right. I would think that would be a temptation. Mm-hmm. And are these all family business? You all have partners and stuff? I mean, this is a serious deal here. Are you going to open more than one, or is this just one and done?
I'm supposed to open up seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
See, that always says a lot about franchise when people are committed to do more than one.
Yeah.
The other two guys, they're not sure yet.
Well, no, they are. They're,
yeah, we plan to open a few as well. Yeah.
Because then you get
our territories.
Yeah, then you get, you can build the brand and you can, you have some synergy and some, you're not just, too many theses are just once and done.
Well, it's
the good franchises always have multiple franchisors.
Right.
Yep.
It's exploding up in Utah. It's exploding. And now down here, we see the gourmet cookie market is just going ballistic again. We have lots of different ones that are popping out, which we shall not name.
And it's an affordable luxury. So if I really want to really indulge myself, it's one thing to go out and get an expensive bottle of champagne or something, or maybe not, or a fancy night at a restaurant. Even more so, that's more expensive. What kind of price range? I know they're not, you're not that. This isn't dollar cookies, probably, but what give us some idea what
they're
cookies
like $5.25 for a single cookie.
All right, I can go for that.
16 and change for a box of four. So it's kind of like you're getting the fourth one for free, almost a little more than three.
You get a price break.
Yeah, that's but it's funny because you know people, kind of my dad's generation, thinks that.
Why are you looking at me here? Right,
you're close. You know, $5 is not $1, but now I go out to lunch and. Restaurants where I used to go to lunch and it used to be $8, now it's $15, you know.
Absolutely.
So everything's gone up. So
yeah, in relative,
you go to Starbucks and that's over, you know, well over $5.
And
so
I can blow $15 now and then, but for me to blow $500, that's harder.
Yeah.
True.
You know, so some of these things are becoming limiting.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it in the place of it we're looking for. And I would think, again, how often does a customer come back? Once a week, once a day?
We have customers that come in every day.
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to say something too, Paul. We have every week a specialty cookie. And this particular week right here is the Cadbury. I'm going to just pick it up and let you look at it. Mm-hmm. The Cadbury egg one.
Oh, because
And
of
this
Easter,
is
right?
for Easter. So this is a great one to take to a family gathering for Easter. Take a whole bunch of them. They look like you've got a little nest. It's got the chocolate chip, and then it's got
pointing out like I would. It's got this thing in it, and it's got this stuff.
The Cadbury chunks are in the dough as well.
Yes.
So,
Cadbury eggs, and it's so good. You will
I'm in the wrong business. What am I doing here? I'm selling this. We're getting a franchise. But you've snapped them all up, so are they all gone? How many franchises are around the country? How many stores at this point?
Any I would say 25 to 30, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what the number is.
Still pretty early in the in the growth of this.
Yeah, we're all part of the first wave. Yeah, I mean, there were 12 stores in Utah and Idaho up until about a year, for the last 6-7 years. And then over this past 6 to 12 months, I'd say another dozen or 20 stores have been open in California, Arizona, Florida,
good
Texas.
Franchise, starting good to get into. Yeah. They give you a lot of training. Are you happy with everything?
Yeah.
I suppose. You
the franchisors are great. Yeah, I've known Sean for years, so they're great. Yeah.
And what was their background? How did they do this? Do we know anything about them?
I mean, Sean's a business guy. Sarah, I'm not sure what she did in her career. I think it was some sort of advertising and marketing.
See,
and
that's
then,
amazing to me.
Yeah, so they had both had good business backgrounds. And
so they see this as a real business. They've really researched this category. They see the opportunity, the potential. You all do too. The contractor, the poor contractor is building somebody says, man, I got to own one.
Yeah, exactly.
He does a great job.
This guy, the contractor?
Yeah, he does a great job.
He's good at building things.
Store looks great. Yeah.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you.
And do they trick it out any way here? If I went in, is it just counters and cookies and display, or is anything different about this? Maybe not.
The stores look awesome, and it looks like you're at South Coast Plaza. It looks like a nice mall, you know, like bright and clean, and we have porcelain floors and counters and gold accents. That's the chip colors. You see the boxes, white and gold.
That's what I was kind of getting at, because it looks kind of very elegant, upscale type of thing. Yeah.
I had friends come in for the grand opening, and they're like, this is luxe.
Yeah.
Luxe? What does that mean?
Luxurious. Luxor. Right. Exactly.
I think,
deluxe.
Sean and Sarah wanted the vibe to be like a French boulangerie, like a
look
bakery.
Look at how she even says that.
Goodness. Like a bakery that you would go into.
I want
into
to go around the room and have them all say that French word. And
Anyway, that's kind of what the vibe is.
Well, because in Europe, I've only been to Europe once or twice, it has this kind of chocolatier, you know, specialty. Mm-hmm. They make flavored chocolates and cookies and croissants and all that stuff here. Yeah, and they just adore it. Americans, I always thought, because we're so worried about weight and health and everything, have veered away from desserts and the stuff like that. But I think you hit it on the nail on the head. We're all looking for home, mom,
yep.
comfort, warm, cookie. What says in a dangerous, scary, confusing time like this seems to be here for so many, what could be more assuring, more safe, more warm, yeah. more welcoming than warm cookies, particularly really good, excellent, outstanding warm cookies? Is there a cookie yeah. competition? Is there like when microbreweries have the Great American Beer Festival, is yeah. there a Great American Cookie Festival where all these chains come and say, I got the best cookie? Maybe not.
There are in Utah. Yeah. I've read them. They've had them year after year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the crazy, any one last thought, any crazy cookies here? Any, I don't know, broccoli flavored cookies or some bizarre thing? No, who would buy that?
I don't think we have broccoli.
No.
Anything really unusual that just stands out?
The Choco Nut has coconut with chocolate. That one's unique and
okay.
good if you like coconut.
I'm not a coconut fan,
not,
so don't
yeah.
give me that one.
Yeah. yeah.
Well, we can't, you know, like we were saying, you can make any cookie that
yeah.
you'd like in our shop. So we've definitely had some interesting combinations of, you know, sauces and flavors and toppings.
So you start with the basic cookie and then you can add to it as like a
Correct.
Little sort of like yeah. Yogurtland, a bar where you sort of pick
right.
and choose yeah. little condiments and toppings. And then what do you bake
yeah.
it and put it in the oven or something?
No, it's already been baked at that point. The toppings are just before we serve it to the customer.
I
so
see.
Yeah, my daughter comes in and her name's Sage, and she makes her own little thing at the cookie bar, and she calls it the Sage Special. So it's her own little.
We're going to have to
yeah.
change her
yeah.
name to Chip now, like
yeah.
it says.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
very artistic. You watch our staff, and they all
yeah.
are very good cookie artists.
Yeah.
It's wonderful to watch.
Cookie barista.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah,
cookie
exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
tell yeah. them, tell them about our Chipzuki.
Oh, yeah. So we also offer Chipzuki, which is a warm cookie with a scoop of really good ice cream on
oh,
top.
Oh, I was afraid to ask that, because
yeah.
if there could anything that would push me over the top would be if you put good ice cream
exactly.
on top of a cookie,
yep.
too.
That's so true.
Because that, do you serve milk? You got to have cookies and
we
milk.
Do.
Yep.
We do.
Yep.
We do have milk.
Too. Okay, cookies and milk. That's what I grew up with in the Midwest here. That's my image of my
yep.
coming home too many times here. Maybe it was all just out of a TV show or something, but
yeah.
you'd come home and your mom was baking cookies. You could smell them, and
yep.
we'd sit there and eat our cookies before we went out to play.
Yeah.
Well, I think the time is right for something like this. Clearly, you guys do too. How do they find you? Where do they? Is there a website to learn more? If they want, maybe somebody wants to get into the cookie business. Are you encouraging, I don't know if you want competition here, but do they want other franchisors in the business here?
Well, I think the more the merrier.
Yeah.
We
I would think there could
that.
Be tons of them, because
yeah.
I would think it's pretty localized. I mean,
yeah.
if
yeah.
I go to San Clemente, I don't know that I would drive all the way to Huntington Beach. And
yeah.
if there were multiple
yeah.
locations, I think it's more of that neighborhood kind of feel like that. And there's
yeah.
probably enough people in the neighborhood to sustain a business that size.
And
yeah.
also we do catering. So, you know, for
catering,
for
cookie, catering.
A wedding, it would be fun to do a cookie bar, or for you know, any type of a event you're having, we can do massive boxes.
And we
of
have
cookies.
So many people
yeah.
here that I hate to say it are so wealthy and have so many
mm-hmm.
giant businesses. And they're one of the
yep.
things periodically they struggle with is, oh, my kid's got a birthday coming. Oh, my corporate's got another thing
exactly.
here.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? We've done this 1,000 times. What else can we do? A
yeah.
cookie bar.
Yeah,
exactly.
Why
we have
not?
A cookie cake too. It's the size of 5 cookies. It comes on a pie tin. We saw one yesterday. Wrote "Happy Birthday, Kate" on it,
Sweet.
And there's something different. You
yeah,
know, this
right.
kid didn't particularly love cakes, and
oh,
his mom
yeah.
knew that, so she got him a cookie cake. Tastes just like a chocolate chip cookie, like a
yeah.
yeah. Pazuki or a chipzuki,
yeah.
as
my daughter's
yeah.
grown now, but I have 2 grandsons,
yeah.
and they're in that age. They're like, you know, 4 and 10, and they're
yeah.
trying to figure out already. Oh my God, what are we gonna do for the birthday party?
Yep.
And everybody, not just to outdo everybody, I know there's some of that, but just to be different. Otherwise, it's the same old. Say, you know, I went to the same
yeah.
party last week. Mom, grandma here, grandpa
yeah.
here.
I want
yeah.
to say too. One of my favorite things to do when I have gatherings at my house is I have a large charcuterie board, big. And I just
you must speak French naturally.
Yeah,
so everything is just flowing off your tongue. Charcuterie. I have a charcuterie board. Yes.
Okay.
Poisson.
So it's a big charcuterie board, and I just put cookies, all different ones, on it, and I cut them in fourths. Dessert, done.
Done, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so fun.
And everybody, yeah. the other problem is, so we all show up at something, right? You go to somebody's house,
yeah.
a party, a Super Bowl party, mm-hmm. or whatever. And what do I, so I bring a bottle of wine, or I bring a six-pack of beer, or I bring something. My wife's always saying, what are we going to bring? We don't live in an era where it's sort of potluck, where we're all bringing dishes and stuff. Not many people do at any level yeah. I go to. But everybody just goes and buys something and brings it. What a cool thing. You show up at the cookies. You're the most popular person
exactly.
at the party.
Exactly. Yeah. So true. Such a yeah. great gift.
Yeah.
So
true. The gift that that everybody will remember. All right. Well, the name of it is pretty impossible to forget. Chip Cookies. Chip yeah. Cookies. Is there a website or anything we can go to?
Yeah. Just chipcookies.co is their website. Of their Instagram for corporate is chipcookies.co. Just C-O.
C-O.
Okay. Dot C-O. Yeah. And then we all have our, so we're in San Clemente.
Right.
And we're in the Talega part of San Clemente by the Ralph's
well, of course you
shopping
are.
Center.
Of course you are.
And right. the Ballpark Pizza right next to Ballpark Pizza in Talega in San Clemente.
I know it well.
Yeah.
We're Chip Irvine, where Chip happens.
and hey, man, Chip happens, okay?
Yeah. And we're at Barranca and Culver in the Crossroads Plaza. And
wow,
it's a great place to go.
Great spot.
Get dinner.
And we're in Huntington Beach on Beach Boulevard, just right up from the beach, in between Albertsons and Mother's in the Newland Center. Come see us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Those are all great places to be. I'm familiar with each of those centers. My wife goes to Mother's
okay.
all the time. We don't live too far from San Clemente and Talega. Yep. We live in Ladera up the ranch there.
Yep.
And we're here in Irvine at UCI's Applied Innovation Center here. So
yeah.
I'm going to tell you that all these geeks sitting in here inventing stuff in the lab all day long.
Yeah.
If I just said it's cookie time about 3 o'clock, is there a last question? Is there a prime time? Do people buy cookies at 8 a.m. or is it? I think it's an afternoon.
Mostly
kind of
after school and after dinner are the big spikes.
Yeah.
And late night on a Friday or Saturday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Late night. Yeah. When you get that cookie craving.
Craving
yeah. and you got to go get some cookies here.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to have to redo my budget here for this year. We're going to have to build in some cookie into this here.
Yeah.
Thank you for all for coming in. I hope you're not thinking of taking those cookies.
No, they're yours. No.
Okay.
They're
all right. Good.
Friend.
You want to come back and do this every week?
Sure. Yeah.
What a cool idea. Chip Cookies. Thank you for coming in, ladies and gentlemen. Go look
us.
It up. It's chipcookies.co.
Mm-hmm.
Chipcookies.co.
Yeah.
That'll take you to the franchise and then / whatever city. And I probably can look it up and see where
they're at. Yeah, you can order on the app based on the city that you're closest to.
Oh, you can.
Yeah.
And I can just go pick them up. Why not? I don't have to sit there. Just zip in and zip out. No, I want to hang out and eat cookies.
You can go to Uber Eats or DoorDash as well.
See, I didn't even think
of
that.
Kind of third-party delivery.
Oh, that's my daughter and son-in-law. That's all. Everything is Uber Eats and
cookies. They just show up at your door.
Just show up. Cookies!
Pretend like you made them at home.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Wouldn't my grandkids go berserk if the cookies are here?
Yeah,
if there's anything my grandsons love, it's cookies.
It's true.
And we don't bake cookies. My wife probably could, but she doesn't bake cookies anymore. She works. Yeah. I work. We don't have time or talent or interest to bake anymore. Why not let you guys do it, and we'll take the credit.
Keep your own kitchens clean.
Let us do it.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Chip Cookies right here in Orange County's only community radio station. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. I could go on forever, but go yourself and find out. Chip Cookies coming to a center near you. Right here in Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, right down the street from Chip Cookies.